Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories.
The presidential campaign trail heats up as we head towards early voting in less than 2 weeks. Former President Trump in town to attend the traditional Al Smith dinner in Manhattan, stopping by a head shop up in the Bronx to say hello, and that's where we find 1010 Winds reporter Monica Guy. Monica, did he get his due done at all, or just popped in to say hi?
Well, Larry, word is from the owner of Knockout Barbershop that former President Trump just went into visit. He did not get a blowout or a haircut in anticipation of tonight's dinner. Thousands of people did, though, line the streets here along Castle Hill Avenue, and Gleason Avenue. That's actually where Knockout Barbershop is. There were thousands of people here, some of them getting rowdy, chanting pro-Trump slogans, chanting pro-Harris slogans. All the while, the NYPD, along with Secret Service, keeping an eye, making sure things didn't escalate, and nothing did escalate. So the president, the former president, came out of the barbershop into an awaiting motorcade of SUVs and NYPD vehicles, and they sped off down Castle Hill Avenue and on to his ultimate destination. Monica Guy, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in the Bronx.
Thank you, Monica. And as for the dinner, it is the place to be for all those politics, for all things politics. It's a who's who among those gathered. Vice President Harris will not physically be in attendance, but she will make a virtual appearance at the event. But Trump will be there working the room. Mac Rosenberg will be there tonight for it as well, and he has a preview for us.
Donald Trump will be at the sold-out white tie fundraiser in Manhattan, raising money for Catholic charities and vulnerable women and children. Kamala Harris is the first candidate in decades to skip the event. Her campaign says it's to focus on appearing in battleground states, but she will address the dinner in a video. Trump says, quote, "I don't know what she has against our Catholic friends, but it must be a lot because she certainly hasn't been very nice to them." The dinner is supposed to be non-political and has become more of a roast. Comedian Jim Gaffigan is this year's MC. The dinner is named for the four-term governor of New York, Al Smith, who became the first Catholic to run for president in 1928. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Again, that dinner starts at 6:30 tonight. We will have details tonight on our news on 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM. At Newark Liberty, the TSA says they stopped a guy who was trying to get through security with gun parts in his bag, hidden inside a box of Legos. This happened yesterday over at Terminal A. A TSA officer, an eagle eye, apparently detected a fully disassembled 9mm inside a carry-on bag as it entered the checkpoint X-ray machine. Once they opened up the duffel, they say they found the gun frame jammed in the bottom of a boot underneath a stuffed sock meant to try and conceal it. And then there was a Black Panther-themed Lego set. And mixed among the little plastic pieces, they found the gun slide, the spring, the gun magazine loaded with 12 bullets. What was he up to? And they arrested the guy who apparently had a ticket to fly to Atlanta. So a big step forward today on the Eastside Coastal Resiliency Project, designed to protect New Yorkers on the Lower East from the future impacts of climate change. Mayor Adams says they've completed the first section ahead of schedule and under budget.
12 of these protective gates are now in place. 12. And once the entire project is completed, they can be deployed with a hurricane, when a hurricane or storm surges ahead, is on its way here, protecting lives and property.
The city has now reopened the Murphy Brothers Playground on Avenue C with flood protection, along with a new dog run. They've got ball fields, all kinds of amenities out there. Full construction expected to be completed by the end of 2026. Long Island Deli making a donation today in honor of a fallen NYPD detective.
Queens South PBA's Christopher Kiefer became emotional after receiving the large tip jar with more than $1,000 inside.
He's just that type of person that right off the bat you like.
The money will be given to fallen NYPD detective Jonathan Diller's widow. The jar was put out here at Arada's Deli after Diller was killed in March in Queens. Owners Rachel and Ronald Calora say they're heartbroken for the family.
I appreciate everything everyone does. It adds up, but it won't replace that poor young man.
We have two sons that are on the job, and my one son that's a SWAT cop for NASA, his name happens to be Jonathan, so it hit close to home.
Diller also left behind a baby son. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Seacliff, Long Island.
Governor Hochul touting her work at tackling gun violence across the state.
Murders are down 38% since 2021. Shootings down 46%. Think about this. In 2024 statewide, we're on pace to have fewer shootings and fewer murders than any one year since the 1960s. That's New York City and rest of state lowest murders shooting since 1960.
More specifically, in our area, shootings are down 36% on Long Island and down 9% here in the city. The largest drop reported in Utica with a 52% decrease, followed by Troy, which saw a 48% drop. So they're saying crime is truly on the decline here in our state.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.